I was really happy to see those children coming over here. It helps me a lot because I'm nervous, and when I saw those children coming over here, I was like, oh, that's great. Thanks God for them. and we really like to see the children coming with the father and mothers. And I have three children with my me and my wife. We have three children, and they are today, our oldest is 22 and son is 20, and the youngest, she will be 18. And today they are also with us, and my son, he's working in the ministry where I start in the Czech Republic. My daughter, she's working there, and they are still behind us, as the son was behind his father and daughter was in the front of him, in the front of pulpit. And I think it's a great thing that we can see that in our lives, and thanks God for that. We need our children to follow the call what God gives in our heart, and I'm happy that I can see it in my family. And if we allow them to be with us, then as we allowed our children, they still continue to be with us, and they want to be serving the Lord and doing what their father and mother is doing from the beginning. I was born in Czech Republic, and I was raised there, and I grew up on the border with Poland and Slovakia, and I understand a little bit Polish and Slovakia and Russians, and I learned a little of English, and it's a challenge for me, and I was challenged by Brother Richard and Brother Chuck that if I can preach over here. And when I got the email on my phone and I look at it, and I look at my wife, I said, this is incredible, they want me to preach. And I was afraid of it, because really my Czech is better. And but I said, I like you. I said, because I like those brothers. I said yes. But I'm really afraid, and I hope that God will help me. I want to say something about the ministry what we do right now over here, which is a training what we are trying to give those that are interesting with helping to the people. They have problems in their lives. It's not only the drugs what people have a problem with, or alcohol or gambling or something like that. It's a lot of other things that really bother us, and we have a problem with, and we find in our ministry really great tool for helping people, even in churches, to give them some tools that they will be able to serve others around what they came in the church with, like smoking issues or some other little things, you know. And that calls the Turning Point or Living Free seminar, which was written in USA. And those brothers, they create this material to help us to understand how addiction developed, what really addiction is, how we can be codependent in a living lifestyle with someone who has a life controlling problems. They write great, great materials. If you want to go through it, it takes 5 years, what I learned yesterday. They write so many things like stress or bulimia, anorectic things. And it's a lot of seminars on many different subjects for 9 weeks or a little bit more. It takes one book. And it's for 5 years, and I said, like, wow, that's a big training, and it can be a big training. And I'm really happy that we are bringing that over here in this country, which is really special, because to do these seminars, we do it in three languages, three times, because right now it's running in Arabic, then it will be running in Russian, and then it will be running in English for Hebrew and Hebrew speaking. And then that's a big, big challenge. And I'm happy that we can do it, and that God help us. And I would like to introduce that more over here. And if you are interested in it, you can just talk with Brother Richard, and he will give you a DVD or something what will help you to understand it, and you can start to use it if you like, because it's a really great tool for church to help others. And I'm happy that we are doing it right now. Did I say what I should? Yeah, thank you. Brother Tom is my friend and helping me. Okay, and it's also doing like a small home groups. It's if I would like say a little bit more about it. It's take 9 weeks, like one book take 9 weeks, with a small group of people, 12 people, and they discuss together this subject. They can talk about it openly. They can discuss. Like for me, it was really good when I saw it first time that there was a written list of feelings what people have. And you know, people know, some people they don't realize what kind of feelings they have. And if it's written in the front of them and they can read it, they start to understand, yeah, I have this feeling, I have this. Oh yeah, that's right, I also feel this. And now they can talk about it. And it's really perfect done this way, that it really helps people to see and is helping them to start to talk about it and think about it and address it the way, and which is pretty unique, and it's a part of it, and I really like that, and I recommend it to everyone who wants to be helping others in those situations. The word what I will be preaching today, or I will sharing more, will be, it's about light. I really prayed and I asked the Lord what I should to talk about and what is the message what I should to bring, and then I really feel that it's light. It's about light. And I know in Israel is a big challenge to be a light, you know, to be a light over here in the front of all of those people around. They right today I was driving the car and one guy just started to scream on me from the window, and I look at him and he said, "You want to be beaten?" And I was looking, I was like, wow, it's pretty tough, you know. Thanks God nothing happened, and I was happy, but it's a challenge to be light in the situation that people are tough and they don't want you, they don't like you, they are showing you that you are the one not welcome, you know. And I first learned the words rega, and people just jump in front of me when I want to buy something, and I look at like that. I don't used to it, and it's really tough place over here, and a lot of languages, a lot of cultural things, and I believe that it's a huge challenge for us to stay and want to be a light, maybe, you know. And but I want to encourage you that Jesus really preached about light, and he light us, because when he came, he's giving a light. When we first met him, then he start to do something inside us what we have maybe wasn't expecting that he will do it, you know. That he start, like in my life, when I first met Jesus and I got saved, then I really feel that I should to greet my teachers. And I was a young man, and there was one teacher in teaching what she teach me in school, and I really don't like her. And I never greet her when I met her on the street. But when I got saved, in that second I know that I will greet her when I met her. And later on, Holy Spirit always push on my heart, and I start to greet her. And she was so shocked, and she said, like, wow, something happened with this Peter minister, because he started to say good morning when I met her. And that's a light what God is giving to our hearts. Because when Jesus came to our hearts, he started to change us. His spirit is changing us. And it's his presence in our lives, and that's creating a light which is putting high and is lighting. I would like to read from Matthew 5:15-16, where is written, "No one lights a lamp and then puts under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. So that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." That's a verse which is saying that that no one lights a lamp and then put it under the basket. And that's so easy. And that's a big truth. It's a big challenge. It's saying that when we are looking for God, we are looking for righteousness, we are looking for forgiveness, we are looking for truth. And when I was looking for God, I was looking for truth, I was looking for the reason of my life, why I am on the earth. I got saved under communist government, still was running our country, and I got saved in underground Pentecostal church. But the reason why I got saved was because I wasn't satisfied with my life, and I was only 19 and 1920, and I really don't like the lifestyle what I was living, the emptiness of my life, and I was like, this is, and I never saw Bible in my life. Nobody ever, I don't know nothing about God. There wasn't Bible around me. No, my father wasn't Christian. My mother wasn't Christian. No one was a Christian. But I was searching for truth. I was searching for a reason why I am here. And then when I find Jesus, something light up in my life. And that's like when we light our candle or anything, that we never cover it after it, isn't it? It's if we do it over here, and I will light the lights, and then I will cover it after it, and that will I will light the lights for having a light, and then cover it. It's giving nonsense. It's showing this is nonsense. No one is doing it. Why Bible is talking about? Because there is a problem in our lives. That light was light, and we cover it somehow. Because we don't want to be shining for some reason. There's also written in another place that if city is on the hill and it's dark, then we see the lights from the far away. And when I was driving to towards Afula and Tiberius, we saw a Nazareth, and it's on the hill. And if there is an evening, probably Nazareth shine to this valley of that valley where we drive through. I can't find out the name right now. And it's everybody can see it from long distance, that city. It's over there. If you got lost, you see the light, you can go toward the light. And a lot of people around us are lost. And we are like this light. We should to be like this light. What was lightened? It shouldn't be covered. We should to stay as we are, as we have been light. And that's the message what we have. And the reason why it's that people will see what we do, and they can, if we stay in the light of the Lord, we will do the things what He is telling us to do, that people will see it around us, and that they will praise the Heavenly Father because of what we will be doing. And I'm really impressed how many people is coming over to this nation and doing a lot of great things, like helping kids from Iraq or the other places with heart surgery. I was just a few days ago in that ministry, and I was surprised. I was really not surprised. I was really happy to see that, and many other things. What people are coming here, and because God put it on their hearts, and in other places, you know how Lord really helped to start the things what He put in the heart of the people, and the other are supporting them. And it's really great to see that light is light over here. But there is a lot of other things, how we can be as a person in our personal life, how we can be still in light and not hide our light. How we can hide our light? And one of the things, it can be that we are quiet when we should to speak. that's a challenge sometimes, you know. We know that we should to say something and we are quiet. But we know that there is something wrong and we should to do it because we feel it in our hearts, because the light of the light of the Word of God and the Spirit of the Lord is pushing in us to say something. And that's a just challenge. Don't be quiet when we know in the situation to say something. I think it's many cases that we know we should to say something. We shouldn't be quiet when we saw it, this situation. And I'm sorry that I was quiet when I know that I should to say something. There are some people it's easy for them to say. My wife, she's one of them. She's so bold. Sometimes I'm afraid that we will be in trouble. But I enjoyed her way of sharing what she see. But sometimes we discuss it as the right couple. But for some people, it's harder to say, even if they see it. And we need to learn, we need to understand, we need to think about it and understand, yeah, it will be better if I say something, then I will be quiet. And there is many, many situations in our lives that we see that we shouldn't be quiet and we should to speak. Then to be a light, be bold, speak when you know when you should to speak. And that's good. Then another thing can be that we just go along with the crowd and we just follow the others. I remember when I got saved in our underground church, I invited people to go with me for the ministry and they said, "Oh, you sect, you know, that sect over there." Everything was forbidden in communistic countries. But because I was so hungry, I just don't care. I said, "No, I don't care. I go." There was a normal house, you know, and I said, I go there. I just will do it what I know that I will do it. And many times I was challenged by my work and by government and police that it's danger and not that it's wrong and we shouldn't do it and we shouldn't believe in God. And a lot of our preacher was in the prison. But we just don't go with the crowd. The crowd was against the church, but we say no, this is God's true, we will do it, we will gather it together, even if we change every Sunday on the other place. You never have a church in the same place, you go to another house. If you are not in the Sunday service, you don't know where will be next service. Then you follow the message, you know. But you don't connect with the crowd. Even if crowd is saying something, and you know that God is saying something opposite, stay with God. Stay with the Word of God and be like you are. And I'm really, we do like that all the time because we know that's the right to do. And after 18 years, 20 years today, I have a lot of people coming to me and they are really exciting that we are Christians and that we have a history already, some heritage of believer a little bit. And they are really happy that we stay as we are, that the Christianity stay in our nation. And not only me, but there's a lot of others. But don't follow the crowd if you just because it's comfortable. Don't letting sin dim our lights. Sometimes sin can really destroy the light in our lives. And we shouldn't allow it. We need to know that the sin, lying or anger or be proud, it's dimming our light. And or bad talking or too much talking about others behind their backs. And that's something what we need to be careful on. If someone came to us and start to share something what he shouldn't, we better stop this person because it's also taking our light out of us. And many times I'm hearing something and I just said, I'm saying, no, I don't want to hear that. Don't talk about it. Because I feel bad. I feel that my life, that's it has an impact on my life. And I just don't want to know it. I said, I don't want to know it. If you go and take care about it this way, how Bible is teaching us. And that's really good for us to do this way. And sometimes we can make a mistake and we can end up in some bad situation. And it's always best to find out the way how Bible is teaching us how to deal with the situation and find a way, the godly way. And don't allow the sin to dim our lights. That another thing is that we don't not explain our light to others. That we don't talk about it. Or we ignoring the needs of others. We see the need and we ignore it. You know, I never use drugs. Actually, I never saw a drug in my life, and I'm already working 15 years in the ministry with drug addict, and we started a ministry like that. My one of the elder pastors, he said, when Peter minister will talk, he will always talk about teen challenge, and it will look like he's encouraging everybody to do this kind of ministry. Because it's something what God put in my heart. I never used those drugs, I never saw them, but I got saved, and that's the point. And I start to share gospel with people on the street, and I find those they have been using drugs. And I was praying for them. God put them on my heart, and I saw their needs. And someone see another kind of needs, but if we see any type of need, and we ignore it, that our light goes down. And there is a lot of needs around us, and I think it's necessary that we respond on it, because when we feel it, that we should to respond. That's our call. It can be our call. It can be your time in your life that you will respond it, and God will do a miracle then. I have a lot of testimonies, but I am really happy that God is today helping, that God is today in our lives of people because we responded on the call what God gave us. But that's a message. We need to be responding on the needs around us when we know that it's our time, we see it. Another place what I would like to address is that the light may represent the effect of our life on others. You know, if a lamp doesn't help people see, that it's useless. If you have a lamp and it doesn't help, it doesn't make a light, that lamp is probably useless. And that's a question for us. Is my life giving a light? Maybe we don't see it. We can, and maybe, you know, there was one of the challenges in my life that I know that I was always sharing with people on the street. I never saw anyone born again. It took like 3 years. And I start to pray. I said, like, Lord, why others they have those success? That God saved, this one God saved, the other one God saved. Why I'm preaching the same things and no one got saved? There is no number, or maybe one start to go to church. And I never forget that Lord answered me. That I am the one who is giving the word, like this one who is giving the seeds. He never, when he give the seed, he never see the growing immediately, but he's giving just seed. And the other ones are coming and make a harvest. And I was satisfied with that answer. But I still said, Lord, I want to see someone one day. And thanks God, after like 9 years, I start to see the result of the work. And that's sometimes we can just say my light is not lighting right now, or maybe it's wrong, I need to change my life. We need to really pray and be serious in the front of the God and ask him, where I am now? Am I doing what I should to be doing? is what I am doing is the thing what you really want me to do, or is it, or think, oh, maybe this is the thing that I can do now, you know, I maybe should to share the testimony. But be sure that you do what you know that God is calls you to do, and that you are not afraid of be a light, and stay to do what you are, and don't put it under the basket or under some box. Also, when we start to light, it represents growth in our knowledge of Christ. Because when you start to be in light for the God, then you start to grow. And that's the step of obedience to the things that God was calling you to do. And you start to obey His call, and it will move you to another level in your life. Another obey, and another. And then you learn how God works, and you learn that He is with you, you are not alone, that He can help you, and you learn in your faith, and that's necessary for our life to see it grow. Because when we don't grow, then we can be feeling that it doesn't have a reason. But by obedience to be what we are, then we will be growing, we will see the growth in our lives, and that will bring us, and it will help us in knowing a Christ. It will sharp our vision and increase our understanding. There is a James chapter 1, 22, verse 22 and 25. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only following yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it's like glancing at your face in mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully in the perfect love that sets you free, and if you do want, it says, and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. If you do what it says, and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. That's one of the things. Look carefully in the perfect love that sets you free. The message of Jesus is message of love, forgiveness. And it set us free. And I'm really shocked that I'm here today, if I remember. I'm still young, I still remember how I look when I was 19, how crazy I was, or 20, how lost I was. Then I find the love, perfect love, and that sets me free. I find the truth, which sets me free from crazy mind, from thoughts always going in my head like crazy about stupid things, and I was just living in dark, knowing nothing, never sewing Bible, never hearing about Jesus. No one ever told me about him. I don't know who is he. I remember one time when we shared to one prostitute on our street in Czech about Jesus, and she said, "Who is he?" We said, "Jesus loves you." He said, "Yeah, which guy is it? Jesus, who loves me?" She was thinking about a man. And we have been like, yeah, you know, it's a Bible, and there is a, and we start to talk about God, and she start to listen. But I was like that. I don't know who is he. I don't know. But when we look in the perfect love that sets you free, and that's a light what start to light in our hearts, which should to be living. And I will end with a passage from John 1, verse 4 and 5. Jesus is the light. Life itself was in him, and this life gives light to everyone. The light shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. There is an amazing thing that we know, and we know all we know. If there is a big darkness and we light the little candle, that lights go on. The darkness can do nothing to it. Darkness doesn't have a power over the light. But light has a power over the darkness. And that's a big truth. And we shouldn't be afraid if we will be living what God calls us to be living. God bless you.
I had the privilege, Liz and I, to be in the Czech Republic in the communist era, and after it was freed. And I was thinking about Western culture is fast becoming ignorant of the basic things of God and the Bible. If you follow the just the general media and things like that, you see how quickly the knowledge of Christ and his message is becoming a thing of the past. And they rarely talk about the post-Christian era in Europe and North America, and that we have a lot to do to show forth the light. And I know in this country there's always a tendency to hide and not to keep a low profile. And I know the Lord wants us to use creative ways to show forth his light in life and love in this age that is so needy and so wanting to know the truth. Father, we bless you and thank you for this day, the word that we've heard, and the reminder, Lord, for, to let our light shine and not to be ashamed of your work in our lives and what you're doing throughout the earth. Lord, we're reminded that your word is going out in power and in might in places like Sudan, in the Arab countries surrounding Israel, and in Israel itself, and throughout all this city as well. Lord, we thank you for every believer in Messiah. And we pray that we can do our part in showing forth your glory in word and in deed, Lord, in creative ways, in novel ways, in new ways, to let your word be made flesh in our experience. Thank you, Father, for the new birth that we've experienced, and we will want to share the truth of the new experience in you, Lord, with everyone that you open the door to speak that word of life and hope. Thank you, Father. Now bless us as we go out into the city, into the world, with your presence and your blessing, your anointing. Make us light and life to all we meet. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.